Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So it turns out AI is ripping us off. That's right. AI is being used to nickel and dime us on everything. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? Not in the least. But even with Instacart and all these other things, a new study found grocery delivery service Instacart charged some users more than others for popular items, and AI is to blame. So it doesn't just want to kill us. It wants to rip us off. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Obviously, the president was in PA last night, spoke, didn't do it during our show, but that's okay. And he's going to speak in a little bit from the White House as the feds have just cut interest rates 25 basis points, so 0.25%. Good, not good enough, but hey, you know what? I mean, at least they're doing that. So actually, the president is meeting with business leaders at the White House, and we'll jump into that in just a second. I'm sure he's got a lot to say to react to the Fed, and you know, maybe he'll announce who his new pick is going to be for the Fed chair. So we will see if that happens. And just let me send me a text, guys, and let me know when we can jump in. We have the capability to do that. And there's a crazy thing that's going on with, you probably heard Dom talk about this earlier. Josh Shapiro and the governor of Utah being BFFs, talking about political violence and the rise of political violence. And then the governor of Utah, Cox, says Shapiro would be a great president. And, you know, I mean, Shapiro's acting like he's a victim of political violence. The political violence that happened on his home was from a guy who wanted to kill him because he was Jewish. And that anti-Semitism that's out there, that's on the left. And that, you know, until that happened, it goes away. I mean, the left has a major, major problem. It's a huge problem that they have. And it's part of the reason why I don't think he can get the nomination to become president, because the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment in that party and those ranks is just massive. It's huge. That is the big story of the hour as we open the show today, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VenariaDental.com. He's the best at what he does, and there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Venaria. And it's also interesting, too, because, you know, we're talking more and more about 2028. And I'm just saying, you know, you've got crazy people running here for president. Jasmine Crockett, who, if she wins Senate, and I don't think that's going to happen, I don't think in a million years that would happen. But if that were to happen, then you know that she's going to wind up running for president of the United States. There's no doubt about that. She would definitely do that. So We'll see what occurs as that race gets going. But the Speaker of the House today came out, Mike Johnson, and said Jasmine Crockett would be an unbelievable. She's already an unbelievable gift to the Republican Party. She's the best. She's the best. We need more. And I agree. She's so bad. So crazy. I mean, the crazy runs deep with her, and she's it's an act. It's performative. It's all the accent, the words she chooses. Everything about Jasmine Crockett is completely an act in every way, shape, and form. She's not authentic, not in any way, shape, or form. She's a fraud, and she loves going out and comparing Trump to Hitler, and she loves to say crazy things. And her whole thing now is that she's saying the Democrats have to fight fire with fire by going after President Trump. They got to use the same language that he uses, and they have to go out there and be just as aggressive as he is. That's her whole thing. That's her whole point. And, you know, I laugh at that. I think about that all the time. And I think they for a while were complaining. They didn't like his tone. They didn't like his rhetoric. They didn't like the way that he was doing. And then now suddenly it's they have to be just like him. But every time they try to be just like him, it fails spectacularly because they can't pull it off. Like, they turn into a bad cover band. It's like a bad cover band on karaoke night, trying to sound like Trump, trying to sound like him, trying to sound like, you know, whether it's Gavin Newsom with his social media content where he calls people like Dana Perino a ding dong and says really stupid things, or they go out and they curse. That's the other thing you do, Democrats, just try to sound like him. They all go out and they curse and sound like idiots. All right, let's jump into the president. He's got business leaders at the White House now, and he's reacting to the Fed cutting interest rates. Let's drop in. Okay. It crashed. All right. So just a reminder, Friday, we're going to be live at the block party for the Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation. It's the annual block party to raise money for the police, for the survivors, Andy Chan, who passed away, and other survivors as well. That's going to be this Friday. All right. So, all right, we can jump back in. Go ahead.
It's not going to be a problem anymore. As you know, they used to send people up to Canada and other places, other countries. So we've solved that. And the other thing is it'll take in, we think, probably billions of dollars that will go to the Treasury of the United States, that will go to an account where we can do things positive for the country. So it'll be a great thing. We'll take in, I think, you know, billions of dollars, many billions of dollars even. So that's very exciting. The Trump accounts are doing really well. We have a man on my right, Michael Dell, who's an extraordinary person. His wife is even more extraordinary. I think I can say that. They have such a good relationship, you know, like she's an extraordinary person.
Absolutely.
Right? A great wife. But they're two great people. And as you know, last week, Michael contributed $6,250,000,000, and this is just something that's so special. So many people are in love with it. He understood it right from the beginning. It was his idea, and he understood it right from the beginning. Could you give maybe just a little description of why you loved it for such a long period of time? And we were able to get it through the Great Big Beautiful Bill, basically. That's how what gave us the authorization to do it. Michael, please.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. So, you know, when we first heard about this idea, the idea was that the government would give $1,000 to a newborn baby in an account that they would own, and it would go in essentially the S&P 500 and compound. And when the child becomes 18, they could use that money to go to college, to buy a home, to start a business, to continue saving. And now, I thought that was a great idea. I thought it'd be great if companies matched the government's contribution, which we're doing. A lot of the companies around the table have committed to doing that. And also thought about this is, wow, this is going to be like a platform for families and communities and philanthropists to contribute to those accounts. And so we originally started with the idea of, well, what if we gave some money to all the kids in our home state of Texas, right? We thought that would be a nice thing to
do. That's still a lot.
Yeah, there is. 1 out of 10 new kids in America born in Texas.
It's pretty good.
Happen to be a fan of the state of Texas. But anyway, we thought about it some more, and we thought, you know, this is going to be something really special. We have a foundation. It focuses on children. It's been around for 26 years. And we said, well, why don't we go bigger? And so we talked about it. And, you know, now that the Investment America Act is a law, which that in itself is a incredible thing that occurred, it does create a platform. And we were super happy to announce that we would give, $250. We arrived at $250 because next year will be the 250th birthday of America and 25 million children. We thought that was a nice thing to do because it would include most of the children that are 10 and under that are not part of the government program, that live in zip codes where the median income is less than $150,000. And that was also an important part of our contribution. And I do believe there will be a number of other large gifts announced. I've already spoken with a few that will be announcing gifts at the state level.
Right.
And more to come.
Yeah. It's amazing. And it's amazing the vision you have, but that's why you're so successful, frankly. And to think that Michael started off with not a lot of money, I would say, right? Not too much, like very little. And he can give a gift of $6,250,000,000, and I know he said he's going to do a lot more. It's pretty amazing. It's really a beautiful thing to watch. So great for our country. So we have the Trump accounts are doing really well, and it's become, I have to tell you, just everyone's talking about them, you know, beyond what I would have even thought. And it's going to make some young people relatively very wealthy. And in some cases, I mean, they could really be off to a great start. So some people have had that advantage and some people haven't, but it's a wonderful thing. Thank you to you and your beautiful wife. Thank you, sir. So it's a pleasure to welcome so many brilliant minds and distinguished business leaders back to the White House. I love these brilliant minds, including Michael Dell of Dell Technologies, who makes a great product. And I want to thank him for what he's done, what we just discussed, the accounts. We also are grateful to be joined by Enrique Lores of HP. So thank you very much, Enrique. Great job you're doing. Antonio Neri of HP Enterprise, thank you very much. What's the difference between HP and HP Enterprise?
We focus on the cloud security, networking, and large systems.
The cloud's good. Mm-hmm. People have done very well with the cloud. That's great. Arvind Krishna of IBM, who's actually become, I would say, a legend. The job he's done, he's taken the stock from a rather low price to a very nice price. I won't say high because I'm sure you're going to say it's going to go up a lot more, right? So I can't say a high price, but he took IBM into a new stratosphere that nobody, I think, saw. If you go back to before when he took over the company, nobody would have even imagined that you'd be able to do what you've done. So congratulations, Bigano.
Thank you.
Good friend. Cristiano Amon of Qualcomm, and thank you very much. Congratulations on success.
Thank you.
I know a lot about your company. You've done amazing. And Executive Director of the Technology CEO Council, Bruce Mailman. So, thank you very much. I think that these people know each other. We're going to be talking a little bit about technology today, and we'll take a few of your questions about technology. I'm sure you probably won't have too many of those questions. You'll be asking about some other things, right, Bruce? Our administration is committed to total dominance in technology. Right now, we're leading artificial intelligence by a lot. And I think, you know, you look at what's going up, and we're writing rules, regulations. We want to keep it at the federal government level so it's simple for the companies, very important, frankly. And I think we're pretty well committed. I spoke to some of the senators today, and I think we're committed to do that. We want to make it as simple as possible, as easy, because you're competing with some very big sources, and we want to stay number one by a lot. We're leading the world in building new data centers and new semiconductor and chip manufacturing facilities and new capacity for AI. And we're unleashing all of the forms, literally all forms of energy and natural gas and oil, to clean, beautiful coal and safe, reliable nuclear power. And I'm giving them approval to, when they build these massive plants that cost $50 billion. You know, it used to be that for $50 million, you could build a nice little shopping center. But for $500 million, you could build one of the biggest, most beautiful centers. And now they're talking about $50 billion. So explain that one. These buildings are, nobody, there's never been anything. There's never been anything like that. So you're all involved in that. It's pretty amazing. 1 year ago, our country was considered dead by many leaders throughout the world. And now we have what's called the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're the hottest country in the world right now. 10 months took us. I thought it was going to take longer, Michael. I didn't think we were going to have this success this soon. We have over $18 trillion being invested, much of it by, like, you're in for a lot. What's the number that you're looking at?
150.
150 billion.
Yes.
That's good. I don't know, Mike. Am I allowed to ask you? You already gave $6,250,000. Do you have a? Have you stated a number that you're at for investment, future investment?
Well, you know, if I think about all the, you know, investment that we make with the American companies that are adding capacity, particularly around semiconductors, it's several hundred billion dollars.
I think that's right. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
It makes a $6 billion sound very, very small. That's very good. Antonio, what about you guys? What about you and Enrique? How's that going?
Well,
have you announced a number or anything?
No, I'm actually happy to share it with you. Over the next few years, we're going to invest an additional $3.5 billion building secure manufacturing. Right. We build the largest supercomputer for the United States government that supports both the DoD and DOE. So in the next 18 months, we're going to build the largest five supercomputers that will keep the United States ahead of the game, both in life science and AI, but also to keep ahead owning the entire stack at the national security level.
Great. Are you doing that separately? Are you doing it together or separate?
No, we are totally separate company.
Totally separate, right?
From our side, we invest in the U.S. about $18 billion per year. So if you look at the last five, the next five,
that's right,
it will be close to $100 billion. And we are going to be investing in AI at the edge, not only on data centers, but how to make AI available to customers in PCs, in headsets, in devices that they will be using every day.
Which is over $100 billion.
All right, we're going to jump out of this, and we will monitor it. If the president takes some questions, we'll definitely come back to it for sure. But obviously, affordability, investments in America, it's all the rage. As you know, it's all the rage. So that's the key. And we got a ton of audio for you from the president's appearance in PA last night at beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. So we'll do that. Also, some great guests today coming up on the show as well. And don't forget, from Friday, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our next live show and our last show of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. So you don't want to miss it, because it's our Christmas spectacular, and we're going to just go out with a bang. So definitely be there for that. That's coming up a week from Friday on December 19th. All right. So make sure you do that. And that'll be a lot of fun. A little bit later in the show today, the question that we're going to have is smartphones and whether or not they should be banned for kids, apps banned. And there's been a bunch of stories on this, and a bunch of countries like Australia that are moving to ban social media apps for kids under 16. I want to know what you think about this as a parent, as a grandparent, maybe as a kid. We got a lot of kids who listen to the show, kids, young people that listen to the show. So let me know your thoughts on that. And we're going to hear from a guy who has a lot to say on this. And one of his article, we gave students laptops and took away their brains. That's right. We took away their brains. I can can vouch for that because my son has a computer. And as much as you try as a parent to limit what they're doing, they can pretty much go anywhere in the world on those school-issued laptops. So we'll have that conversation as well and find out from you what you think about this very controversial topic, because it really is a controversial topic. Nobody really knows what to do. They just know that these things are all kind of a problem. So we'll talk about that. Let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, and why he is my friend and my dentist. Well, first of all, for me, it's about trust. You know, where you go for your medical care, your dental care, it's all about trust, and these things matter. And that's why Dr. Mike is the best, because for 12 years, other dentists have been sending their patients to Dr. Mike for the really important stuff, the important, the complex dental implants, things like that. You think about it. A dentist puts his reputation or her reputation on the line and says, I'm going to send you to Dr. Mike Veneria. They wouldn't do that unless Veneria was the best of the best. And that's what they do. So I like going to the best. Plus, his focus is on care and compassion, where you've got a lot of these chain dental offices now that are everywhere. You know what they're all about? They're all about money. That's right. You don't want to deal with them. And it's not always the best idea to go to the closest dentist. However, Dr. Mike has two locations for you, and they're both right over the bridge. So whether you're coming from PA or Jersey or Delaware, whatever, easy to get to. Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And you'll find a great staff there ready to help you with all your dental care needs. Family dentistry, my whole family goes to them. Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade last year from Dr. Mike Veneria. And you may have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year, so please don't wait. Reach out to his office today. See how they can help you use those benefits before they expire at the end of the year, because you don't want to leave them on the table. You paid for them, so you might as well use them, right? And Dr. Mike's office, they'll be happy to help you. So whether it is as something like a dental implant, you go to the best, all right? Complex, masterful dental work. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, my guy, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All righty. So we're talking affordability, we're talking interest rates, we're talking all these things today on the show, and we are definitely having a long conversation about this, no doubt about it. The president is meeting with business leaders at the White House. The Fed announced a cut today of 25 basis points, and obviously the president's not happy with that. He wants a bigger cut. I think a lot of people want a bigger cut, no doubt about that. We'd all like to see a bigger cut than that. The Fed chair is going to be out. He's going to be out. And the president is going to probably most likely, the rumor is Kevin Hassett is going to wind up taking the job. And Kevin Hassett was going on today about how we should be having much more aggressive rate cuts. So if that happens, and I think that's what you need. I really do. I think you got to do it. You got to cut these interest rates. Get them down so you can lower mortgage rates. And then you can spur the housing market again. That's going to be a big piece of this. Got energy prices falling. Gas prices are falling. That's going to have an effect on food prices and all the other things that you deal with in your day-to-day life. We got to deal with the housing market, too, because I keep hearing from people who would love to refinance their mortgage. They're waiting. And I hear from people who would love to buy another house, but they can't. They can't find any. There's no inventory, because if you're sitting on a low mortgage, you're probably not, unless you really, really have to, whether it's getting a new job, growing family, just you're busting at the seams. That was our case. We just had to get a bigger house. We didn't want to. We really didn't. But third child, you know, baby Reagan, bio baby surprise. But we had a much lower interest rate on the old mortgage. And that hurt a lot, moving to the new interest rate. And we also probably paid too much for the house because there was nothing on the market. Houses were being swooped up like that, you know? So that's the other point, too, is that you lower interest rates and you spur the housing economy, the housing market. And that's a separate conversation from the inventory issue. Just dealing with existing inventory right now, I know people who say, I'd love to get a bigger home, or I'd love to move out of the city, or whatever it is, but I can't do it because I'm locked in on this low interest rate that I got during COVID when we financed a house or whatever it was. Or I want to move from the city, but there's nothing to buy and the prices are ridiculous right now. So all these things will have a big impact, but you're not going to have a Fed that's aggressive in this. It has become political with them, no doubt about that. It has become political. And so don't expect anytime soon for them to take a more aggressive approach. Trump changes the Fed chair. And he just said now a few moments ago, the interest rate cut should have been double. Actually, let's jump in here because he's talking about what the Fed has done today. And I do want to hear his comments on that. If he makes any clues about who the new Fed chair is going to be. The rumor is, like I said, Kevin Hassett, but we'll see. All right, let's jump in.
I like it a little bit better, but the money you're talking about is enormous. Our country is a very rich country. But if we do well, the market should go up and the value of our country should go up. And if we do poorly, the market then should go down. It shouldn't be the opposite. And if we go up, we should encourage it to go up more. And those numbers, when you say, you know, 3% of GDP, we're 4% of GDP, they should be much higher. So, you know, I wanted to say it. I do say it. I believe it. And we have to get a mindset that when a country is doing well, you don't want to kill the growth. That's what they're doing. They kill the growth. I don't know if you guys even agree with that. They kill the growth because they're so afraid of inflation. But you can have tremendous growth without inflation. Everything goes up with the growth. But that's not inflation. So I think we can do much better than traditional numbers. And you see that. You see that with what we're doing. We're leading in everything. And remember this, as far as prices are concerned, and they talk about affordability, I inherited the worst inflation in the history of our country. They say it was 48 years, but I say it was the history. What difference? It's 48 years, they were telling me. They said I was being inaccurate because I said the history. I think 48 years is a long time, but it's actually, I disagree. I think it's the history. So in the Biden administration, I inherited the worst inflation in the history of our country for 48 years. And prices were very, very high. I brought the prices down. We had yesterday three states where oil was at $1.99 a gallon. How about that? And, you know, with these guys, it was $4, $4.50. In California, it was like $7 because that's a badly run state. But the price for oil and gas and everything else, the price of gasoline was $4.50, $5. And we just hit $1 and we broke $2. I was looking forward to the couple of states, three states. And I will say that when that happens, oil and gas and energy is so big, it's so big a category, you don't even know what number two is. There is no number two. And when you have the prices coming down for energy like that, you've killed inflation and you're lowering prices. So I inherited very simply the highest prices in history. And I'm bringing them down really fast, led by energy. And when energy comes down, everything else comes down. But I've only been here a short while, and we gave them a beautiful, beautiful thing, and they destroyed it. They would have destroyed our country had they been allowed to stay. If we didn't win this election, if we had Kamala, who's the same as Joe, low IQ people, but if we had Kamala, as you would have a country that would be right now in ruins. I believe that 100%. Things would be in a state like nobody's ever seen before. Worse than anything you've ever imagined. Worse than 1929, in my opinion. Instead, we have the hottest country in the world. No way to keep it that way. But just to finish, we inherited high prices. We're bringing them down very rapidly. And we're bringing them down to very, very good levels. They'll soon be down at very good levels. Michael, please go ahead.
Absolutely. As everyone in this room probably knows very well, leadership in science and technology has been foundational to our economic and national security for 4 decades. And because of the policies that you have championed and the private sector partnerships that you have made, America currently is leading the world in S&T and it's benefiting all Americans every day. The one thing that I want to remind this group of, and many of you know, the president has been arguing for American leadership in AI well before ChatGPT was even invented. The president signed an executive order on artificial intelligence leadership in 2019, which set the stage for the revolution that we're seeing today. In the past year, we've built on that. We signed out the AI Action Plan in July of this year, which the president launched here in Washington, along with three EOs. And I know a lot of that effort is around creating a regulatory environment to allow for companies like yours to thrive and for the applications that you build to have the biggest impact on Americans every day. So thank you for everything that you do, and I know we're going to keep working together to make sure that America is the home for the next great technological discoveries.
Thank you, Michael. And Michael?
Thank you, sir. Well, look, we greatly appreciate the focus the administration has on lowering energy costs. And, you know, energy is the substrate of manufacturing at the industrial level and really an incredibly important input to the economy. We can't be competitive without a super low cost energy industry. And had a great meeting earlier today with Secretary Wright and really appreciate all the work that he's been doing. This is, of course, incredibly important when it comes to AI because it does consume a great deal of power. All the semiconductor manufacturing consumes a great deal of power. Another big area of focus for us is how we can take all this great AI technology, the AI stack of the innovative companies here in the United States, and sell that around the world. And, you know, I'd like to ask Arvind to speak a little bit more about this. Arvind?
Thank you. So, Mr. President, first, we really would like to thank you for everything you're doing for economic growth, as you said. I completely agree with you. Economic growth then drives a lot of other benefits to everything else. We also want to thank you for all the work you're doing on deregulation and making things easier for business to participate in that growth. Michael spoke of the AI stack. It's incredibly important that under the action plans that you have laid out and Michael Kratzer just spoke of, we really help promote the AI stack, which is not semiconductors only. Those are incredibly important, but it's semiconductors, it's software, it's the systems which many of us here build, and it is the software applications on top. The ability to take those to all our friends in countries, to all the friendly countries, is going to be very, very important. And we wish to work with your government to make sure that we can do that, because otherwise we're afraid that competing countries are going to be able to get that stack. So we would say that.
Anything we that you're looking at that we can help you with so that you create a bigger and better IBM and hire a lot more people? Anything you need?
A few countries. We'll speak to members of your administration to make sure that those can go and that barriers get lowered for being able to do it quickly. We agree guardrails are necessary, but lower barriers would be very, very helpful.
You mean tariffs?
No.
Because are these countries tariffing you, making your life difficult? Are they doing anything else to make your life difficult?
It's the ability to take certain systems which have semiconductors inside them into these countries. So right now, because we have controls on where all the semiconductors can go, then the entire system is restricted. That's what we want to do. The same as
how many countries do that?
Probably a half dozen. So
I can tell you the countries already. I know.
Yes.
I know every country very well.
And
we have ways of combating that quickly. So you let me know.
And the last part I'd like to say is I'd also like to thank you for all that you're doing to help modernize government itself, because we think that that's incredibly important. You know, you've made a number of announcements, but a couple that I'd just like to point out, we worked with Commissioner Frank Bisignano to help make Social Security better. So I would like to thank you for your help on that. And we'll work with him on making IRS.
He's done a fantastic job.
Yes, Frank's great.
He's done a great job, Frank. He's had a great career, actually left a tremendous career where his salary, I think, was 100 times greater than it is now. And he was at J.P. Morgan Chase, and he's doing a fantastic. He did a great job at Social Security quickly.
And we hope to help him replicate that now at the IRS also.
Very good. Thank you very much. Good job. Cristiano, please.
Yes, just a few points. I mean, first of all, Mr. President, thank you for your vision. I thank you for understanding the importance of the American private sector and industry, I think, and the growth of the economy. I want to just build on some of the things that were said by my colleagues. I think we have built probably one of the most advanced technologies in the world. And part of it is because I think the commitment to innovation that we have in the country, but also the fact that it has been America technology for the world. So I think we have an incredible opportunity. When I think about what Michael said about exporting AI, I had a conversation with Secretary Howard. Now that the trade deal's been made, is an opportunity to really build on those trade deals and export, I think, American technology. And also, as we think about the technology, it's an important vector to drive the reindustrialization, I think, of the country with technology. So we're incredibly excited about that. I think it's a big opportunity. I think it's the next wave of growth that we can build on those trade agreements. And I think it resonates with also Arvind said about the importance of the American technology stack. And then we're just going to finish with two points. There are two exciting things happening in the world of technology coming right now. One is as AI becomes the new form of computing, AI is going not only to the data center, but to everything, to cars, to PCs. And we see now the ability to run models that you can only run AI in the data center. You can run that on a microcomputer, on a computer for Enrique, on a server, with small server on-premise. So I think we're going to see the proliferation of AI. The other one is 6G. We have made commitment working with your administration, working with FCC. We're going to accelerate 6G. We're working to have a launch first in the world in the LA Olympics. And I think that's another opportunity for America to lead in the next wireless evolution. So thank you. I think thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the partnership. And we're going to be hard at work, I think, driving that agenda.
So we're into 16 now. I just finished 5G. I was a leader on 5G getting that done. And now they're up to 6.
Let's do it again.
What does that do? Give you a little bit deeper view into somebody's skin? See how perfect it is? I like the cameras the old days. So they just had a mesh feature. Now they cover every little. Let's see, Michael, you're in good shape. You're not gonna. But I tell you, it's the 6 is coming, huh?
It's coming.
Does it ever end? And what happens? You'll be into 7, right? Before 6 gets old, you'll be into 7. Anybody have anything else to say? Anybody?
I think you're going to take some questions now.
You as well for the openness of your organization and your team. We always find people that wants to hear what we need and is willing to design programs that will support us. So thank you.
We're here to serve you. We want you to just dominate the whole world in terms of what you do. It's a very important world. And you're doing that, and we're making it easy for you. And that means you're going to do it faster. It's more jobs, and a lot of good things happen. Right?
All right, let's take a quick. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. I think the president's going to take some questions, and I do want to hear what he has to say regarding the Fed and everything else. I do want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, because the holiday season's here, and you're probably a last-minute shopper. Don't worry about it. It's okay, because Bob's has you covered. $100 Bob's gift cards for everybody on your list. I mean, come on. This is the best place to buy firearms and ammo and all kinds of supplies and gear and coffee. They got it all there at Bob's Little Sports Shop. One-stop shopping. It's great. Plus, they have classes and training. And for every $100 you spend, Bob's is going to give you $10 in Bob's Bucks that you can use all throughout 2026. So everybody wins. The people on your list win. You win. Everybody wins. It's great. And Bob's is also the place to host your holiday get-together, because everybody's tired of the same old, same old. You know, you go to some restaurant, eat bad food, you stand around and make small talk and chit-chat, and it's awkward, and you don't want to be there. And Bob's, you go, you get some range time for everybody in your group. And they don't have to be experienced shooters. In fact, no experience is necessary. They don't even have to have a firearms ID card or anything. And they go, they have fun, everybody bonds, you laugh, you have a great time, and no alcohol or drugs permitted, obviously. But otherwise, a fantastic event, something different. And then after, you can go out and have some drinks and talk about who was the best shot. It'll be great. But spots are filling up very quickly at Bob's. So reach out to them today by going to bobslittlesportshop.com, bobslittlesportshop.com. My go-to place, they're right off of Delsey Drive in Glassboro, family owned for 60 years in New Jersey. So you know they're doing something right if they can survive in New Jersey for 60 years. And they're my store. They stand for the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all the amendments to the Constitution. They stand for freedom and liberty. And you will love the people there, the instructors, the inventory, all of it. All right. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Bob's Little Sports Shop. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I will say Justin always picks out the best Christmas music. And since it's not nice to be, since it's not nice to Matt DeSantis week, we don't have to listen to Mariah Carey. So that's the good news. Did you hear Linda Kearns was hosting for Dawn today and I called in and I pranked her?
Oh, I didn't know that. I would have listened.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you always listen to 1210 all day. You must have just stepped away from the radio for a few minutes, obviously.
Well, I do like Dawn Show. I'll check that out every once in a while. But if I'm awake.
I mean, you like all the shows, Matt.
Oh, yeah, I do like all the shows, yes.
Of course.
No, they're all good. The station actually does have good programming. I'm not even saying that to kiss anyone's butt, but.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Kale's show is good. Dom's show's good. Dawn's show's good. This show is, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Some days. It's all right.
We try our best.
Once in a while.
It's not bad. People seem to like it. We got a lot of podcast downloads.
Yeah. I've heard something about people liking it. I don't know. Actually, I was listening to Dawn the other day, and a guy called in and asked where he can get his Yoli Army shirt on Dawn's show. So,
yeah, that's nice.
Well, probably because you won't answer the phone. He's probably trying to call this show, but you wouldn't answer the phone to, you know, so he figured I'll just try another show.
No, I will answer the phone. I hate answering the phone when we have a prize to give away because I know that the person that wins is going to have the most bizarre email address in the history of mankind. It's just going to be a random series of letters and numbers at, like, yahoo.com. It's always terrible. And our phone system doesn't work all that well, so the audio quality is poor, and I just have to listen to this poor person read his email address over and over and over again until I get it right. It's torture.
Oh, well, you see that? Here's the thing, and I'll tell you this, and this is the key that you got to realize here right now. When I called today to Dawn's show, yeah. It turns out that nobody answered the phone either, and so that's what happened. And then what happened is I had to call the hotline.
Why did you start with the hotline?
That's what I should have done.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. And then I said, all right, the heck with it. So, you know, don't feel bad. It's not just you. I mean, you should feel bad, but because you're the worst offender of all of them. But
that's not true. I took two calls last week and you didn't go to either one of them.
Fair.
I'm just surprised he actually showed up to work in studio today.
Well, I am too. But then again, I can't be critical since I don't even know where the studio is at this point. And I've got to come in Friday for the radiothon thing they're doing. And I got to get a GPS. I got to find Waze or something. I don't know. Is it still at 2400 Market Street or have they moved?
We're still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. Excellent.
Do you remember the floor? If not, I can text it to you.
Would you mind? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll
third floor, right?
You're close.
Okay.
No.
Son of a gun. All right. How about parking? We still get free parking?
Oh, you might. We don't.
Oh, no. They took that away from me a long time ago,
yeah,
buddy.
There's no free parking here.
There's no. I'm feeding the meter like everybody else and getting carjacked like everybody. Oh, and there's a new drug hitting the streets in Philadelphia, too. Yeah, you thought it was just fentanyl. There's something new out today. Killing the people in Kensington. Actually, I mentioned Kensington in the piece. It was a free press piece. Some new drug that's hitting the streets, probably because I guess fentanyl is getting too weak from the crackdown on fentanyl. So, you know, there's always a market rebound in every way. That's the thing, too. And not to just kind of digress on this, but on the point about banning apps for kids, it's silly to think that they won't find a workaround. And it's silly to think that they won't find, even if all the major social media platforms don't let them on, there will immediately be another way for young people to communicate on social media, and that's what they'll do. So that's what they'll probably do that. I mean, that's just the kids are smart and they find a workaround and it's just what they do. So I would just say keep that in mind. I also think there's a lot of panic right now around social media and phones because there are situations where kids commit suicide and it's awful and terrible. I'm not trying to diminish that. But at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean that a prohibition is the answer. Because like I said, I think you're fooling yourself. It would be better, in my opinion, for parents to know the apps that their kids are on and to be more engaged and monitor them versus this idea that kids can't be on them and then they find some underground way to communicate that parents can't monitor or be part of. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's we have to accept the reality of this. It's every time you ban something, young people will find a way to still communicate, and maybe in a way the parents have no ability to monitor. Versus, I think the better answer is having these tech platforms do more to filter out bullying and all the other things. But even beyond social media apps, you got to realize something, and that's this. A lot of this comes down to young girls and body image and all the other things. You watch the movie Wicked. And Ariana Grande, she plays the good witch, Belinda, she's, I think, weighs 85 pounds. Maybe 90 after she's had a big meal. And by a big meal, I think it probably consists of a piece of fruit and maybe some cottage cheese. I don't know. But that's on the most major, biggest blockbuster movie in the country, in the world. So, you know, I think it's one of those situations where it always sounds good to turn around and go, yeah, let's ban something. Let's ban it. Let's just keep. And then you think you're solving a problem, but you might actually be making a worse problem. And I think if anything, prohibition of anything should probably teach us that the unintended consequences of this sometimes are huge. That said, though, I do think we need to do a better job of not putting a device in our kids' hands all the time. And a big part of that are the fact that schools have kids on laptops that are not just in the classroom for computer class, but with them 24/7. My son has to bring his home, charge it every night, bring it back to school. Why? Leave it at school, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know why he needs to bring it home. We didn't get him a computer. If we wanted him to have a computer, we would have bought him one. We haven't done that. But this is the situation that we're dealing with. So we'll talk about that. What should we do? Should we jump into the questions now? You want to do the show open and do that, or
yeah, let's do the show open and then we'll come back and we'll play Trump from the top.
I will do the president taking questions because I do want to hear what he has to say about rate cuts. And I'll just say I think that now that inflation is coming down and we got there because of record government spending. Just a ridiculous war and energy, all the things that drove up inflation. Inflation's coming down. Now interest rates have to come down, too. Those two things happen. It's going to spur the housing market in a big, big way. And that is the key point. But I think both things have to happen. Inflation coming down, interest rates coming down, too. But if you're too slow on the interest rate thing, we're going to delay that. And then that's not going to help the economy in any way. So, and as the economy gets help, more inflation comes down more. I'm a big believer in that. So, all right, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back. We'll hear the president addressing, taking questions in the Oval Office. Because I always like to hear, I really don't love to hear the boring chit chat. But I do think it's important to hear the questions and the answers, because God only knows what is going to be said. So we'll come right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.